Hello everyone, Dr. Cam Nguyen. Welcome to my event that's going to come up tomorrow at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Of course, you have different time zones, right? We have people all over the world actually attend these events. So it's about resolving mental disorder on the spot, right? So there's no discussion. No BS, like they say in the US of A, right? So we have no BS from politicians and people telling you what's going on and don't resolve anything, right? So when people tell you what's going on, don't resolve anything, then what they say to you is not the truth. They themselves don't even know they're not telling the truth, right? So I'm going to give you improved benefits that you will receive from me that you will not receive from anyone in the world. I have been all over the world, and I have students and clients all over the world, and they amount up to be like a million people, right? So it is time for all mental disorder to be put back in order for everyone all over the world, right? So there's you be a billion people that would benefit, well, in fact, all 7 billion people would benefit from this process. So I do not treat anybody. I do not treat mental disorders as disease or illness. I just put things back in order. When people cannot make a distinction between spiritual and mental disorder, then they can't resolve it. And when people, you know, mix up their thinking with their emotions and reactions, and receiving mental influences from others that's contagious to them, then they're going to live a life that nothing's get resolved, right? So this process would go into deleting the cumulative effect of the past of your thinking. That could be negative or positive. You want to resolve the positive thinking as well. So don't look for your passion to tie you over, right? So any one passion you have, you will have at least hundreds, if not thousands, of opposite to passion, right? So don't look for passion as your motivator. Like a lot of these experts would give you those suggestions, right? So you want to be strong with your physical intelligence and activate your central nervous system that your computer is there to support you and has the right program to resolve anything that you want to resolve, right? So you want definitely not be affected by emotional or negative emotions that have not been resolved, right? You want to delete them, right? Like a computer, you talk about a computer, you delete emotions in about less than a second, right? And you got to know the difference between thinking, emotions, and reactions, similar to you have to know spiritual from mental. And if you can't make that distinction, then you can't resolve anything, okay? So, you make the situation worse than when you just don't say anything, right? So, when people open their mouth and don't know what they're talking about, they actually make it worse for everybody, right? So, you could actually delete the cumulative effect of the past negative thinking, emotions, and reactions, as I said, and you could predetermine or reprogram the future. So we do that all the time with this method in less than a minute, and you still have experts out there think that, you know, what we do is bogus, right? What they say is bogus when they say they can't be done, or they think that what we're doing is somehow against the grain or something. It is against the grain, because what they have been feeding all of us is useless, okay? Not only useless, but makes it worse, right? So when you have people who claim to be experts and can't really resolve anything, then they really are not experts, okay? So, and that's why we still have trouble with each other and with the living creatures on this planet and the plants and the trees itself. And of course, we cannot destroy planet Earth as a whole, but we kind of make it kind of unpleasant for planet Earth, right? So you want to resolve those problems, especially human thinking and emotion. So don't get into a mindfulness, okay? So you want to get into mindfulness, don't come and attend this event, okay? So this is not a lecture. It's never going to be a lecture. I'm not going to preach the Gospels. No belief or faith is ever needed, right? I still have people say, well, I don't believe that. I don't believe in what he does. Meaning me. Hey, I don't expect you to believe anything, okay? So, and don't try to attend my event and say you want to understand it. You're a scientist or something. What, you think I'd never major in science? So I got someone come up to me and say, I'm a scientist. I don't understand what you're doing. You know what? You got the results. What you have to understand, right? So to understand, that means you're standing behind, or I shouldn't say behind. You're standing under an umbrella, or you're standing under the highway underpass. You don't know what's going on when you try to understand, right? It's about results. Understanding is just an excuse for not able to do anything. And so don't use that understanding to me and try to argue and say, you don't understand. Hey, it's a result, okay? So do you have to understand every step your computer process? You don't, right? So everything's going to be resolved by your central nervous system. And it's time for you to recognize that. And don't listen to anyone that kind of like put that aside, that you have to use your mind. Your confused mind and spirit causing all the problem for you continuously. Right? It will continue to cause those problems in the future. So, I know I'm going to make some enemies here. I am some friends, you know, so the friends are fine. The enemies, I don't care, you know, so I'm too old to care, actually. So we can make improvement by proxy for individuals and groups, you know, people in the military, in the law enforcement, or even in the prison, right? We could, we're not going to lecture to them. We're just going to make them get in touch with their true self. They'd be strong with themselves, and all the weakness would not be there anymore. And that's how things work, right? So, again, it's not about lecturing to people. Right? It's just strengthen the weakness, make them more inclined to do the right thing, right? So, this is not God's gift, okay? So, anyone say that, don't come to this event and try to debate with me about God's gift and all that, okay? God doesn't care one way or the other, okay? God doesn't give us any gifts, okay? Either you have it, you already been given everything that you could resolve things instead of causing a problem, right? So you don't want to hear the story that God give you to the gift of healing or something. You know, it's like I have a lot of healers kind of get upset and see the way I do things that instead of becoming better themselves, they wish I did not exist, right? So they would rather be, be the healer, the leader. Hey, I'm not a leader to you. I'm not your guru. It's going to be even with each other, okay? So I just know how to use the computer longer than you have. So it's time for you to do that, right? So to make up a story that God give you the gift to healing and could take it away and you abuse it, then you have a whole bunch of bees to sting you and you drown in your boat, right? What kind of stupid story is that, right? So it's like the person who make up the story, they should drown themselves, right? Spare us the agony of listening to that BS, okay? So we're just going to resolve the world's problem and until there's no problem left, okay? And that's what our goals would be, right? So, you're not gonna be on this planet and suffer and think that's the most important thing, that you become a better person through suffering. Now, who invented that gospel truth, right? So, hey, I've been in religion for 25 years, okay? So, don't say that I don't know anything about religion, okay? So, I don't apply it, because a lot of people in religion, they don't do anything in the world. They should go out and get a real job instead, okay? I'm resolving things, right? Don't just quote the Bible, okay? So you want to do that, so don't do it in my class, okay? And as I said, I've been around long enough, so I've been Dr. Kaipak for 40 years, and I've been a grandmaster of Shaolin Kung Fu, and also rocket scientist. If you don't have those experiences, then you cannot criticize. Well, you could criticize, but you don't have the right to criticize, but I would give you the right to criticize, so you make a fool out of yourself when you start criticizing in public, okay? So don't try to criticize me when I get results and you try to say that, oh, that's bogus results, okay? So bring your emotions. I'm going to resolve your emotions right there on the spot. And anyone could do this. And everyone should be doing this in the world, okay? So it's time we're not going to listen to the bogus experts that tell you that you have to learn to live with it, right? So that's a stupid suggestion. And we become even more stupid when we listen to that kind of advice, okay? So anyway, I'm not going to say any more. Because I might generate a few more enemies here, right? So that's okay. If they want to hurt me, they have to shoot me from a distance, right? So, but they come face to face, I would say good luck to them, okay? So thank you so much for listening. And I will give you another presentation before my presentation. So thank you so much.